Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of authorofmyfaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day two, and let's talk about renewing your mind. Romans 12 and 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." And that's from the New Living Translation. I chose this for day two because on day one, we established that what you think in your heart is who you really are, because what you think and what you feel in your mind and in your heart is going to establish the way that you act. And the Bible also tells us that you, just like you can know a tree by its fruit, you can know a person by how they act. So I wanted to give you a foundation for your inner thought life and your heart condition. So often as women and Christian women, we imitate our culture. Sometimes we copy exactly what we see characters on TV shows doing, but sometimes we also take what we see and then we try to tweak it so that in our minds, it matches our understanding of God's principles. At best, we fall short and then find ourselves, I think more often than not, much worse off than if we had just resolved to follow God's principles right from the start. So if your question now is, well, how do you renew your mind and go against the grain? The answer to that is you have to study and meditate on God's word so that you can be familiar with his principles, his character, and the way he thinks. And then you have to be willing to abide by the principles that you see him communicating to you in the word, even if you wind up going without something that you really want, whether that's just for a period of your life or for the rest of your life. Because the truth is that once you arrive at the place where you're willing to forego things that you truly want, if it brings you into God's will, you're in the perfect position for him not to just renew your mind, but to change your life. So if you've got questions on how to renew your mind, email me at afi@authorofaithmen.com. And if you're struggling with your thought life and you need to speak with me privately, contact me at my email address also and let me know. Until tomorrow, be encouraged and we will talk soon.